Most churches have small groups that meet for prayer, Bible study, and fellowship, yet many of those groups have reached a ceiling. Group members are vulnerable with one another to a certain point. They hold each other accountable, but again, only so far. They engage in ministry to one another and to others outside their group, but again, there seems to be something that keeps these groups from reaching their full potential. Now, this is not to say that good things are not happening in these groups, yet many of us long for more. We're reaching for what lies beyond the ceiling. We crave deeper community, life-on-life discipleship, and missional impact that makes a significant difference in the world around us. What makes small groups grow? In this session, I'll share some research on small groups from a book called Small Groups Big Impact by Jim Eagley and Dwight Marabell. The authors surveyed 3,000 small group leaders and over 200 churches in multiple countries.